It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris French,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome.
CF.
The plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back. Hey, it's episode 200. I'm pumped, man. I'm ready. Good to see you guys on here. I see Frankie Lamelli on here, and last night, he was our comment of the night. And for those that don't know what that means, every night we do the comment of the night. That gets you to enter into a $25 Visa gift card giveaway, which happens every week. And then the winners from that go into a monthly drawing for a $200 Visa gift card. So you have the opportunity to win $25 just from simply having the comment of the night. That's how that works. And he was our winner last night. And for this week, we are going to enter with three more people as the week continues. And we'll have our final drawing on Thursday. So good luck to you, Frankie, and everyone else that has an opportunity to win. Who else do we got on here tonight? We got Chad Collins all the way from Pride Plumbing. Listen, guys. These guys are up in the Rockies, like straight up in the middle of the mountains, like 6,238 feet. I made that number up, but it's close. And they're up there in Grand Junction, Colorado. Good to see you guys on the show. As always, he says, fresh. Good to see you, my man. What up, CF? Bob Kellogg, Wisconsin, all the way in. And my man, Robert Avila, says, congratulations on episode 200. Of course, you guys know him as my account manager. He works with a lot of you. He talks to a lot of you. If you've had the opportunity to talk to him, you know he understands relationships, and that is important because it's an important aspect. It's actually an important trade and skill to use in your everyday life, more than just service plumbing, more than just sales, more than just entrepreneurship. So a lot to be learned from that guy. And of course, Jill, good to see you all the way from Canada. Always good to see you on here from Plums Up Plumbing and Drain. Stephen Foster, I haven't seen you in a while, sir. Good to see you out of Billings, Montana. And of course, Josh Chandler out of Pride Plumbing. Top tech here. Number one in the hizzy, he says. He's claiming his, throwing his flag in the ground and saying, I'm the top tech on the top of the top mountain. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of flags being thrown around right there. Ryan Matthews says, yo, my guy plumbing here. Good to see you guys as well. What are we talking about tonight about authenticating the sale? Now, we got episode number 200. That's pretty exciting. We got this authenticating the sale topic. That's kind of exciting. And then we've got these giveaways. And you know what? All I've got is this little 7.5-ounce Pepsi. Who makes that? And I'm not sure which one of our employees bought that, but we're going to fire them tomorrow. And we're going to replace that with 20 ounces. That's not enough. We might need a couple of those to get us through this episode because it might go a little long. So what are we talking about? Nice says, what's up? He says, what's up, Chris? Joss says, Chris, good to see you. Aspen Mountain Plumbing out of Rock Springs, Wyoming. Which, by the way, Rock Springs, Wyoming, doesn't that just sound like a Hallmark movie town? Like you would see that. I have to look at my producer because I know that's going to make him laugh. Because that's a Hallmark movie town name, and I love it. Rock Springs, Wyoming. Gilmore in the house. Always good to see you, sir. A guy that totally understands the idea of service, really servant leadership. And it's Three Kings Plumbing, CEO in the house. Michael, good to see you. I love to see that his Facebook profile looks like Captain America. I think that is actually what it is, Captain America. So I might have sounded a little dumb there, but that's okay. And because I got 8 kids, and so it just took it a minute for it to click. And Brittany Briner in the house as well. All right, really quick, some house cleaning. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Type subscribe in the comments. You'll get a message from Messenger. You'll repeat out that process by finishing out the little message chat there and verifying you're a human. That'll get you subscribed to the show. Also, what you want to do is if you want the ebook that we have, basically the three lies that are keeping you from making money, from profiting as a business owner in the plumbing game, type ebook into the comments, EBOOK, and you will get an ebook delivered right to your messenger. I think you got to put in your email address. Maybe it gets emailed to you. I don't know, but you'll get the ebook. It is like that, and you'll get that thing, and it should help out. It's got really cool links back to old shows where you can kind of see what's going on. I always find that fun. It'll be like midnight, and someone in Australia or something is reading the ebook, then they go to an old show, and then they comment, and my messenger will go off and let me know I got a comment from an old show. That's always cool. Jill subscribes. TJ Hodge in the house from Shaw Plumbing. some professionals right there. Yeah. Okay, so here, let's get into this thing. We're talking about authenticating the sale. Now, first of all, we've all been there, right? Where we get into the customer's house, we start talking about whatever we're talking about, and, you know, a toilet or a PRV or, well, a lot of times we're not really talking about PRVs, really, unless we're taking water pressure tests. We'll talk about that another time. But we're talking about a toilet leak. We're talking about a faucet problem. We're talking about a water heater leak. And we take a risk. Maybe we get into a conversation, we misunderstand something, and all of a sudden we think the customer wants more than they actually do. And we start offering things, and we get so locked in, so laser focused that we get to the end, the customer's all excited, you're all excited, everyone's all excited. And then you're like, okay, so you want to do it, and they want to talk to their spouse, they want to wait, they want to check with other plumbing companies, they want to do something other than do business. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in that moment where you're standing there, you think like, oh my gosh, I think they're actually going to do a tankless. This is nuts. I can't believe it. And you're talking about the tankless, and then you're like, all right, so do you guys want to do it? And they're like, you know what? We think it's a great proposal. We really like what you had to say, and you're amazing, and everything's wonderful, and your company's wonderful, and you're, and but we're going to wait. Who's been there? Who's been in that scenario? Because I know I've been there when I've missed the mark, and I didn't pay attention to my own processes, and I didn't listen, and I didn't understand what was really going on in the conversation. And tonight I'm going to take you through a process, a way to authenticate the sale, to really authenticate whether or not you're on the right path. If you and the customer are really on the same page, who would like to know that tonight? We'll get into it. We'll talk about it because it's so important. When you're dealing with the customer, to talk about what the customer wants to talk about. Often in my trainings, I talk heavily on, you've got to ask the right questions. You've got to ask questions. We talk about the right questions, what questions to ask. And when you get into the right, what the right questions will do, excuse me. Yeah, he said, yeah, it sucks. Ryan says, yeah, it happened to me today. So yeah, it does. It totally sucks, especially when you're standing there thinking, he says, but they've talked it out before cleanup. You know, look, here's the crazy thing about those situations. If you're willing to ask questions, you can still salvage that. But before you get into that bad situation, ask the right questions ahead of time. And what that will do is that will get you into the right conversations. You'll end up talking about the right things. When you talk about the right things, and I know that's a generic term, but when you talk about what the customer wants to talk about. Now, let me be very clear on this. That doesn't mean toilets, water heaters. That doesn't mean faucets. That doesn't mean PRVs. It doesn't mean water softeners or sump pump systems or sewage. It doesn't mean that. What it means is functionality. What it means is top of the line. What it means is convenience. What it means is quality. What it means is what it does for them. Endless hot water. You know, a self-cleaning toilet. They don't care about the toilet. They care about the self-cleaning. Now, I don't subscribe to self-cleaning toilets, but you get what I'm saying. You kind of get the point here. It's what the customer matters. You know, while we're on that topic of self-cleaning toilets, Lowe's and Home Depot and those big box stores, they will stock all these gimmicky items for consumers because that's what they know the consumer will buy, and they don't have service people in there that can explain every product. So they got to come up with these gimmicky things. That's why you'll see a water heater with fake vent caps that don't even do anything. They just look like the water heater looks like it's more robust or more beefy. So it makes the customer want to buy it. Believe me when I say this, this is what the customer is after. And if you can provide professional grade products, if you can provide top-notch service, if you can provide honest and true advice, honest and true education and information, then the customer can make a good purchase. And quite honestly, if you're a high integrity plumber with a great skill set and a lot of value, you don't have to be the cheapest in town, do you? You don't have to charge what the other trades charge. At the same time, you don't have to take advantage. You don't have to nickel and dime. You don't have to rip people off. You can give people good deals. You have the ability to work through that. So how do we get ourselves into these right conversations, specifically when it comes to authenticating the sale? Well, this is one thing that I like to do. Here's something I learned early on as a coach, as a trainer, as a teacher, as a consultant. Quite honestly, working with you guys is one thing, but working with little kids, man, that will put you in check right away. Try to teach an 8-year-old something that they already know a little something about. And they will catch you if you are wrong. So you learn how to teach people. And one thing that I learned in teaching people, and this is what you're doing in the home with the customer. Make no mistake, that's absolutely what you're doing in the home, is you're teaching your customer. And what you're having to do here, and number one critical thing is that you have to be able to get the ability, the person has to be able to explain it back to you. If someone can explain it back to you, then they understand it. If they can teach it, they understand it. And so what I like to do sometimes is I like to pause, stop, and listen. Pause, stop, and listen. So I might go something like this. Hey, look, you know, one of those scenarios, you know, in your situation here, ma'am, is you could go like tankless. That's what a lot of people do. I notice you've got a power vent here. You've already got the venting. Might be able to work something out for you since you've already got that in place. Are you familiar with tankless? Stop, pause, listen. Now, listen. No, I've never heard of them. What are they? Well, the easiest way to answer that is it's kind of like endless hot water. You don't get the water to the fixture faster, or it just takes the same amount of time, but once it gets there, it never ends. Like, you could literally, everyone in the whole, in fact, they got some units right now, the entire neighborhood could come over and take turns all day long taking showers, and you'd be fine. And there's just this way of explaining things to people that matters more to them than matters to you. It doesn't matter. They're not a plumber. They don't care about 10.1 gallons per minute. They don't care about nine. They don't care about when there's a temperature rise of 40 degrees, when the weather outside is cold, and no one cares. They don't care. They don't care, because what they care about is that you do, that you know that stuff, that you understand that stuff. They're hiring you. They want to know how it's going to affect their life. What's it going to do for them? If we understand this, then we can get into the right conversations, ask the right questions. You ever heard of tankless? Actually, I've heard a little something about tankless. I heard that you don't really get your money back on that. Well, it depends on what you're going for on that. You know, if you want something that's going to last a lot longer, you might consider a tankless. Or if you're into energy savings and that kind of thing, you might consider tankless. Or if you just are tired of running out of hot water and that kind of a thing, you might consider tankless. Are any of those a fit for you? Or any of those the kind of things that you think about? And then they might go, well, I don't really care about the energy savings, but I wouldn't mind does it really last longer? Well, the warranties on them are 15 years on the heat exchanger. If you're doing Navien, 12 years if you're doing some of the other brands. 6 years, though, on a tank. So it's twice as longer, 2.5 times longer. And so this is where you start having the right conversation, because you're asking the right questions. He says, I made it. What did I miss? Educate the customer, give value, and ask questions, my man Frankie Lamelli. He says, been there, and I want to know, knowledge is king. Absolutely. You got to know the products that you're offering. You got to be able to explain this to the customer. You got to be able to, and you know, a lot of times people say, well, Chris, what do you say about, you know, this? What do you say about that? Oftentimes you can go to the manufacturer's website and read up on their product, and they have the talking points. They know what the consumer is looking for. It's crazy. You can literally go to anywhere and read up on these things, and millions of dollars have been spent on marketing budgets to word this stuff correctly so they could go to Navien's website, look at their pictures, look at how they word it. It's not a booklet that you got to take a test on later. It's just paragraphs of how it benefits the customer. And this is what it's about. You got to get yourself into the right question, the right conversations by asking the right questions. This is how you authenticate the sale. Now, they might say something like functionality. You know, I want it to last longer. Okay, great. Well, the tankless does this. Are you familiar with softeners? And they say, well, a little bit. Why do you ask? I say, well, you know, it's a really complicated conversation. I don't want to bore you too much, but if you guys are interested in a tankless, you would have to probably consider a softener. Now, again, I'm talking about areas where the water's hard and you do need a softener. If your area doesn't have hard water and you guys have amazing water and everything's perfect and you don't need a softener, then you don't need to bring that up. But however the conversation is going, the point is this. Once I make that next step to explain whatever they said, functionality, okay, great, tankless water heater, it's amazing, it's got this, that, the other, whatever, then I might go, now, does that sound something more to your liking? Because if so, I can write up an option where it includes that. In fact, I might even be able to help you out with a couple of these other little issues I've noticed. I haven't really brought them up yet, but if you're going to do something like a tankless, you know, we could probably take care of a couple of these other little things. And all of a sudden, you're having a conversation. And that's what it's all about. It's not getting people to do anything. It's not getting people to say yes. It's not getting people to buy your thing. It's not getting people to spend money. It's just about having the right conversation so that you can come up with an educated, a really good solution for the customer. I recommend coming up with three. One that would solve it for today, one that would solve it for tomorrow, one that would solve it forever. You may have heard it good, better, best, today, tomorrow, forever. And, you know, there's so many different ways. Repair, replace, upgrade is another one I like to use. There's so many different ways to understand it, but it's three options. And it's this idea of giving the customer a look. Option one, this is why you called me out. You had a leaking toilet. Option two, as we discussed, all the toilets are 22 years old, and you had said you were worried about the water leaking everywhere on one of these toilets one day. And so we're going to offer you to replace all three toilets. Option three, we're going to replace all three toilets and put in a PRV because we took the water pressure and we noticed that you have a 95 PSI, and that's probably what was causing some of these toilets to fail to begin with. And that's because those solutions match the customer's concern because you took the time to ask the right questions so you could have the right conversation. It is so crucial. If you don't do this, it's basically like going to the shooting range and putting a blindfold on and then expecting to hit the target. Good luck. You might do it. You might do it. They might line you up and aim you down the runway there because the customer has a leaking water heater, and so you got lucky. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, if you go and sell a water heater to a leaking water heater situation, that's not sales, that's order taking. And for those that are out there like, well, that's all they needed. Are you sure? Are you sure? Is that your 38 years of plumbing experience that told you, or is that you actually went through the home and diagnosed it? Well, most customers don't want that, CF. What's most customers? Based on what? Says customers call to get the job done today. Today. Now is the time. Go back and watch last night's show. Robert Avila, I was thinking the same. I'm not sure what that was about. Oh, two ears, one mouth. Listen twice as much as you talk. I'm not sure if you're talking to me. He knows me personally. I do talk a lot. Hey, let's do this. I'm really excited. Tonight's 200th episode. We've been doing some crazy stuff, been changing times on you guys. And I'm trying to build a show following and build out an audience, but make it as difficult as possible to find me. It's like we're playing this crazy game of hide and seek that I probably shouldn't be playing. So what we're going to do is we're going to get this thing streamlined out for you guys. We got some cool new stuff launching, some things coming up that I can't tell you. They're really cool stuff. That's all I'm allowed to say. And I just just really excited about what's coming. Also, for those in the training program, as you guys heard in the mastermind today, we've got some changes coming up to the trainings to where it's going to be a daily dose training instead of these longer trainings. We're going to be doing all of my training programs. We're switching over to where it's 15-minute trainings daily with the technicians so they can basically get a little dose, a little injection of motivation, a little injection of coaching, a little injection of advice and training every single day of the work week in a cool little automated system that does it for you. And then they can kind of like take tests and quizzes and you'll know if they're actually doing the training and yada, yada, yada. All that cool stuff, man. Get information about that. If you want information about that, type dominate into the comments. You'll get a message from Messenger. Respond to that. And then my boy, Robert Avila will reach out to you right here from the studio that I'm in right now, but actually he'll be in his own office, not in the studio, that would be weird. And then he'll be calling you and talking to you about all the different things that we have. If you just want a free training right now, you're just like, hey, you know what? You're full of it, CF. You don't know nothing. All right, fine. Type in ebook right now into the comments. We'll send you a free ebook through your messenger. You can go check out that, read that. It'll give you free training. Plus, it'll link you back to old shows where you can get training and actual answers to the questions that are in that ebook. So it's not just like constantly just more questions. So, all right, guys, that's what I've got for you there. Now, we've got some other things to do. We've got some giveaways to do. We've got to finish out the rest of this conversation. And I know you guys want to win stuff. Last night, we did a giveaway. Again, it's the comment of the night. That's what we've been doing. That's what we're going to continue to do. The comment of the night is going to be randomly selected here, probably in about 4 minutes. And what we're going to do is we're going to select that comment of the night. It's going to flash up on the screen. If you're the comment of the night, you're going to get entered into a gift card giveaway of $25. And then the winners of those get entered into a grand prize giveaway every month for $200. So you have the opportunity to win $225 just for simply putting in the comment of the night. How do you get comment of the night? Man, add value to the show. Teach somebody something. Let somebody know something. Repeat something I said you thought was good. Add your own comment to it. Whatever you think will help someone else. Always be serving. That's my golden tip for everyone, every time, all the time. And you can do that right here on this show by giving out comments. He says, give the customers options that they want. Asking questions and hearing their concerns will help you build them. You will help improve their lives. And this dude is a technician. He's out in the field. He's been in the program forever, I feel like, over a year. He's working side by side with some of my guys in the office here. Dude's just out getting it, trying his best every day to get better. Is he perfect? Probably. No, I'm joking. He's not. But he's trying to get better every single day, and he's killing it. He's a student of the game. That's what you got to be, student of the game. Options are options. I read that wrong. Sorry, Jennifer. Options are awesome. People love options. People love options. People love two things, people. Listen, there's two things that people love. Options and bacon. And I'm not sure why people love bacon so much. I love it. I can't really tell you what the reasons behind it are, but if you've ever tasted it, you know what I'm saying. And then there's In-N-Out Burger, but that's just going to stir up a whole little, everyone's going to get all mad now. Here come the comments. Here come the comments. Whataburger, if that's even the name for much longer. I mean, you guys sold out. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So look, guys, we're going to do the giveaway here in just a second. I think we got two more minutes left before we announce that for tonight. And then we're going to do type subscribe in the comments if you want to get subscribed to the show. If you're listening to this on the podcast, over 17,000 downloads now. That is ridiculous. That is nuts. You guys are crazy with that. All over the world, too. I literally, in my Facebook Messenger, will get plump from Jantender Singh and a few other people in India. I will get pictures. It blows my mind of plumbing that they're doing over there at the Taj Mahal or just big temples or other places they're doing. It's just, I love it. I think it's so cool. Keep sending that stuff. In fact, maybe I'll put a video montage together of all the work that I've seen all over the world, and we'll put that up on the page or something. I think that'd be kind of cool. But because you'll see how different it is over there. All right, so we're going to do this comment of the night. What was the other? I was making a point with all that. Oh, download. If you guys listen, people on the podcast, like you were talking to me. Podcast, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com/ebook. And I think that's how you get the ebook. All right, guys, look. Or you can just email in info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. All right, let's do this. Let's do this gift card giveaway. Or let's not the gift card giveaway. Let's do the entry into the gift card giveaway. The comment of the night is coming up on the screen in 3, 2, 1. And it is. Who is it? Ryan Matthews. Options are great, but being thorough with options is key. Ooh, that's a good one right there. I love it. Options are great, but being thorough with options is key. It's very good because you can put options out there, but if they're baloney options, if they don't really match up with what the customer wanted, if you go in there and offer someone a toilet, two toilets, and Dunkin' Donuts, that ain't gonna work. That's not what they're there for. He says the stock market's not the only place where people want to buy options. That's great. That's great advice. I love it. All right, guys, listen. 200 episodes. If you're still on the show, what? I might do a special giveaway right now. Like a gift card giveaway. Who wants me to do a gift card giveaway right now? Like right this second. We do this like giveaway money. Who wants to get, should we give away money? Let's give away a little money. I appreciate you guys. I really do. Hopefully you use this in a way that, you know, if you win this, what I'm about to give away, use it on your family, use it for something. Think of a way to just love on someone with this. Even if it's you and your family, I'm fine with that. But find a way. We're going to do a $1. No, I'm joking. A $10. No, I'm totally joking. We're not going to do a $1. Should we do a $10? One $10? How about a $100? How about a $100? Let's do who would like to see a $100 giveaway right now? Like right this second. Because we're not going to do it. I'm joking. Let's do it. He says, Austin Sanchez says, I love money. You know, this is what you can do if you're an owner, GM, or whatever, you have an invested interest. This is what you can do to kind of fire your team up. This is the kinds of things you can do to inspire your team, motivate your team, get your team excited. Show them how easy it is to go out and build these relationships. Show them how easy it is. Get them in training. If it's not my training, get them in A training. He says, LOL, do it. Let's do it. High five. Okay, I love money. If I get a few more comments, I'll do it. If I get a few more comments that says, let's do the $100 gift card giveaway, I promise you, we'll do it. She says, I'd be down. Why not? That sounds great. Hey, dude. All of a sudden, the comments start flying. Let's do this. All right, we'll do this. Because there's only like right now, we lost some people after I gave the entry into the com of the night. So now all of a sudden, all these people, hey, the odds got a lot better for some of these people. Bob says, do it. Bob, you've won so much. I'm not sure if Bob, if I have to file you on my tax returns for as many gift cards as you've won. I'm not sure how that works. We'll have to look into the legalities of that. He says, let's do it. We'd help with the baby coming in a month. All right, let's do it. We're going to 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 do it. It's 100% legit, official, doing a $100 gift card giveaway. Lance is late, but here. Lance, you're right now in time for the $100 Visa gift card giveaway that we just randomly decided to do out of nowhere for the 200th episode. And look, really quick, here's what I need you guys to do. To get entered into this gift card, we're going to do this thing right now. $100. Again, my challenge to you is use it to love on someone, whether it be you and your spouse, you and your family, or someone on your team. Use it for something that propels love. Man, we need that in this world right now. So we're going to do it's the 200th episode. We're going to do a $100 gift card giveaway. If you guys can do the math, it's the 200th episode. Who gives away $100 on a 200 episode? No one gives away $100 on a 200th episode. They would give away $200 typically. So we'll see what happens. But we're going to give away a $100 gift card right now. And we're going to do that. How should we do it? First of all I want you guys to do is just to get entered. All you have to do is tag somebody. Actually, no, I'm going to make it easier than that. What should I do? What should we do? Share the show. How are we going to? We can't check that. That's going to be impossible to check. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Something real important. My favorite movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. No, we're not doing that again. All right, seriously. Earlier in the show, I said something about asking questions, and I said there's this key word that I like to play off of when I want to understand what the customer's problem, what they're really valuing, and I always ask customers like, hey, what's your biggest here? And I don't want to give away the word, but if you guys can remember that word, type it into the comments right now. For those that are in my trainings, Lance, yourself, you've been around long enough, you know this word, you guys all know this word, but I'm always trying to understand what the customer's biggest what is. If you guys can figure that out, if you can answer that into the comments right now, we'll do the first one right now. We'll do the first gift card giveaway for $100, gift card giveaway for $100. And we're going to do a second one here in a second. So we'll do this. Let's see. Promise, Frankie, in all caps, biggest concern. Josh Chandler says concern. Chad Collins says concern. John Stanberry says concern. Jennifer Bergman says concern. Michael says concern. You guys are all correct. And for all of your, all these comments. So what we're going to do is we're going to take, give me a number between, give me a number between 1 and 8. 6. All right, here we go. You guys ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jennifer Bergman, you just won a $100 Visa gift card giveaway, but don't you guys go anywhere because we're going to do one more. You just won a $100 Visa gift card giveaway. $100 Visa. Jennifer, I think you've won before in the past. All you got to do, email into info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Say, I won $100 and I want my money. And then we'll send you the gift card. But don't send anybody trying to break knees and stuff. It ain't like that here, okay? We're just trying to do a nice little thing. Congratulations. I'm really excited for you. These are not sponsored gifts, folks. These come right from our company to you because, quite honestly, we want to be the example. Bob said 6. People were throwing numbers in. That's funny. Bob said 6. You said 6. And Jennifer was the 6th concern on the board there. All right, we're going to do a little something different here on this last one. All right? Now, this one's going to be like It's another $100 gift card giveaway. We're going to give it to someone. Get ready. Jennifer, I'm going to just ask that you don't participate in this one. Let someone else have a chance to win. Or should we just let... Jennifer said do 200 earlier. I just saw her comment earlier, do 200. Slow down, Jennifer. Dang. You know what? Never mind. We're taking that back. No, I'm joking. We're not taking it back. You get to keep it. She said, woohoo! Baller! Baller status. All right, look, if you guys want the training, before I give this last gift card away, if you want to get information about the training, if you're in my training right now and it's working for you, let them know. Just be like, hey, it's working. It's wonderful. It's great. It's horrible. CF doesn't know what he's talking about. The guy's just got gray hair. He looks like he's got wisdom, but he doesn't have any. Let them know what's up. Let them know how it's working out for you. If you're a technician, Tanner's one of those technicians that's been in the training for so long. If you're one of those people, please let the people know. If you want to get into the training, if you want information about the training, type dominate, D-O-M-I-N-A-T-E, into the comments right now, and we will send you a message through Messenger. All right, here we go. The final gift card. The final gift card. Does that sound at all like, no? I don't know. All right. The final gift card. Here's what we're going to do. We lost people. I'm giving money away and we lost people. What is going on? What's that all about? Works like a dream. He says, way worth it. Works like a dream. CF's trainings have been great. Truly, they have been. And I've gained a lot from Chris. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Frankie. Appreciate that, guys. All right, let's do this last little one. Just had my top week last week. 50 hours sold. Ba-bow! Talk about a man rocking the piece rate system. 40-hour work week for most of those folks, but not Josh. He clocked in 57 hours sold. I love it, my man. Getting it. Getting it. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Final question of the night. Pick a number between 1 and 20. That's the final question tonight. We're going to put a number in between 1 and 20. I've got a number right now that I am selecting. I am showing my producer. This has never been more official. This has never been more official. The first person I see to type that number in, and don't be taking 25 guesses real fast before everyone else can, between 1, come on, come on, come on. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. We got $100 online. What? John Stanberry says 4. Chad Collins says 1. Austin Sanchez says 11. Jill says 17. Frankie Lamelli says 12. Josh Chandler says 20. Has it been said yet? Has it not been said yet? Lorenzo says 3. Michael says 5. Randall Gilmore says 7.5. Why would you say 7.5? 7.5 is not an option. That's not even a number. Jill says 2. Frankie says 10. That's hilarious. Oh, goodness. All right. Come on, guys. We're going to get this. We haven't said it yet. 4, 8. Who do we appreciate? Come on, guys. We can get this. 17, 13. You guys literally picked every number but this number, I think, at this point. I mean, literally. 14. Come on. We can do this. It's between 1 and 20. Come on. 2, 15, 7. Chad Collins. Chad Collins wins. 7 is the number. $100 Visa gift card, my man, to you. Congratulations. Randy put 7.5. Oh, what are you gonna do? This is why you don't miss the show. This is why you gotta catch this thing live, folks. This is why you gotta catch this thing live. You never know. We just gave $200 away tonight. What? Out of nowhere. We didn't advertise that. We're not gonna advertise it. Don't miss the shows. Forget about the $200, man. What about the value? Hopefully you guys are catching the stuff that I'm putting down and using it in the homes. Look, it has worked for me in multiple industries, in the plumbing game, in the house cleaning game, in the ad sales game, in the car sales game. And I'm telling you, it works. It's what it's called is relationship building. It's basically the same old thing we've been doing our whole entire life. I mean, it's not really anything new. And then it's asking people what they want, what they're concerned with, what they value, and giving it to them. It's really that simple. Guys, I love you. I really do. Subscribe to the show. Get the ebook. Get the training. And as always, I love you. Serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.